Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and welcome to our series of classes on Preaching is the Essence.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉圣者们，大家早上好，欢迎大家继续来聆听我们的系列课程《传播是精髓》。
And this morning, we are very honored to have a very special guest.
今天早上我们特别荣幸地邀请到了一位特别的嘉宾。
As we have been describing, Srila Prabhupada attracted many moons.
我们一直都在说 Srila Prabhupada 把很多轮明月吸引到他的运动当中来了。
And one of those moons has very kindly agreed to join us for an interview this morning.
那其中一轮明月今天早上很仁慈地接受了我们的邀请来到了我们的节目。
A very, very old and dear friend.
他是我的一位老朋友，也是一位很亲密的朋友。
His Holiness Keshava Bharti Das Goswami Maharaj.
他就是圣 Keshava Bharti Das Goswami Maharaj.
And so,Maharaj joined in the early 70s.
Maharaj 是70年代初加入的 Krishna 直觉。
And practically from the beginning of his devotional life, he was out on the streets distributing Srila Prabhupada's books.
可以说他从他的奉爱服务一开始就是在大街上派发圣帕巴德的书籍的。
And for many years, he was one of the leading book distributors in the world.
多年来他都是全球派书派书量最多的奉献者之一。
At the same time, he has a great organizational and managerial skills.
同时他又具备卓越的组织和管理能力。
So that led him to run the Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party head office.
后来于是他后来就承担了 Radha Damodar 旅行 Sankirtan 车队的这个总部的负责人。
So he was doing a lot of the coordination between those book distribution parties and over 100 book distributors at one point.
他曾经负责协调派书组和几百名奉献者。
And during that period, the Radha Dhamma Party was distributing more books than any other zone, I guess, in the world.
当时 Maharaj 在负责 Radha Damodar 旅行 Sankirtan 派书车队的时候，他所负责的区域派书量超过全球任何一个地方。
Later, he served in Juhu, in Mumbai in the early years.
后来他又在孟买的朱湖地区做了很多服务。
He served in Fiji for some time also.
还曾经在斐济岛服务过一段时间。
He served in Europe.
还有在欧洲。
And then later he returned to India and he was the center.We would say the nucleus of the Bhaktivedanta Ashram project.
后来他又到了印度，成为了 Bhaktivedanta Ashram 的那边创建，建设 Bhaktivedanta Ashram 的带头人。
If devotees don't know, that's at Govardhan.
那我们说的这个 Bhaktivedanta Ashram 就坐落在 Govardhan。
Then at some point he started to edit Prabhupada's books, some of the BBT books, particularly the Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
后来 Maharaj 又开始编辑很多 BBT 的书籍，还有圣 Prabhupada, 其中有很多是圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，最有名的一部就是 Brihat Bhagavatamrita, 大波加法坛甘露之阳。
And he has a very...strong conviction about the daily study of Srila Prabhupada's books.
他对于每天研习圣普拉帕达的书籍这件事情是充满着很强的信心的。
And he believes in this so strongly that for the last several years, he's been holding online readings of Srila Prabhupada's books.
他对每天朗读以及阅读圣普拉帕达的书籍这件事充满着信心。过去几年，他每天都在组织线上的圣普拉帕达书籍的朗读会。
And now he is recording audiobooks for the BBT.
那目前 Maharaj 正在为 BBT 录制音频书。
These are just some of the highlights.
这些只不过是 Maharaj 从事的众多服务当中的少数的亮点。
Actually, I've just scratched the surface.
实际上我也只是触及了表面而已。
Leaving out all the nonsense, that's the thing. Okay.
That gives you some idea. That gives you some idea. So we
只是稍列举几例，让大家有对 Maharaj 有一个了解。
So we offer a very warm welcome to His Holiness Keshava Bhakti Das Goswami Maharaj.
我们热烈我们热烈欢迎圣 Keshava Bharti Das Goswami Maharaj.
So, devotees always love to hear how someone was first introduced to Krishna consciousness.
奉献者总是很喜欢听别的奉献者是怎么接触到 Krishna 知觉的怎么进入 Krishna 知觉的。
Particularly the older devotees.
尤其是年长的一批奉献者是怎么进来的。
So could you please share that with us?
所以您可不可以跟我们分享一下
Well, I had to tolerate a lot to be able to get to this point. When we were in Tampa, Florida, managing the Radhanamadar party, by the way,without cell phones or computers or the internet, we had to manage through the telephone booths all over the country. It was quite a challenge, actually, because we were moving targets. They were all moving, and we had to find the telephone booths and get the numbers at the right time. And that way we would exchange what they needed,and what we could send them, and so many things. It was a big challenge, actually.
So translate.
And there, I met a person.
Translate. Got to translate.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
刚刚谈到我曾经在佛罗里达州有负责 Radhanamadar 的旅行车队。当时要做这样的管理协调工作，真的是一个很大的挑战。因为当时我们没有手机，也没有电脑，没有网络，全靠电话亭来沟通。我们的沟通目标都是移动着的，所以我们要搜集好大家的联系方式，而且要确定好时间，才能够及时的沟通，了解到奉献者们的需求。
And it was there that I met, well, he wasn't His Holiness at the time.But I met His Holiness Giridhari Swami.
其实也是在那个地方，我遇到了圣 Giridhari Swami Maharaj. 当时可能他还并不是Maharaj.
And in 1975.
那是在1975年。
He was already a devotee, but I cajoled him into joining.
他已经是奉献者了，那我就说服他加入我们。
So Maharaj and I have a very, very deep, old, deep and congenial relationship. We're very, very close.
我们俩非常非常的亲近，我们俩真的算是老朋友，我们的关系非常的愉
快。
那是在1975年的时候。
嗯，啊。Yeah.
So 75 to 2020, that's 35 years, isn't it?
今年已经是2021年了，可以算是30年过去了。
Or is it 45 years? Anyway, it's a lot of years.
45年过去了。我们俩认识45年了。
45. Yeah. Long-standing and wonderful relationship.
我们俩之间的关系真的是很深远。
Keshav Bharti Maharaj, when I first met him, you know, he gave me 1 week. I was already practicing Krishna consciousness on the outside. I was chanting 16 rounds. I was doing all the things you're supposed to do. I had a small business. But he convinced me, just give it up. This is more important. You have to join. We're a missionary movement. And so he gave me 7 days. 7 days to wind everything up and move in the ashram.
我在遇到 Keshav Bharti Maharaj 之前，其实我已经算是在修习Krishna 知觉的奉献者了，因为我已经在念诵十六圈了，也在做着奉献者应该做的所有的事情。但是我是在庙外，没住在庙里，是在外面休息的。当时我也在做着一个小生意，可是遇到 Keshav Bharti Maharaj 之后，他就给我一周的时间，给我7天时间，让我把我的事情都打理完，让我加入他们。他鼓励我说，我们是一个传教使命，你必须加入进来。
I said, 7 days? In 7 days?
我就反问到说，七天。
He looked me straight in the eye, be here in 7 days.
他就直视着我的眼睛跟我说，七天之后你要到这儿。
Miraculously, everything fell into place and I was there on that seventh day. I was there.
神奇的是，就在七天之后，我还真的到了他们那里。
And a wonderful day it was for the Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna.
那是 Krishna 知觉当中很美妙的一天。
I was living on top of a mountain in California in 1972.
1972年的时候，我住在加州的一座山顶。
And after the short spell of trying to launch a career after graduating from UCLA in 1968, I got tired of the plastic nature.Of Hollywood life very quickly.
1968年我是从大学毕业了，大学毕业之后呢，我在好莱坞的一个部门工作，但是没过多久我就已经对那份工作感到厌倦了，于是那段时间我在尝试开始一项新的职业，新的事业。
So I quit my job and went north to San Francisco to seek my fortunes in the professional music world.
于是我就放下了我的上一份工作，去到了旧金山，去开始我的新的探索。
And there I found that they were just like the Hollywood people, plastic as anything.
可是到了旧金山之后，我发现他们这些人和好莱坞的人没有什么区别。
So like many of us during those years, late 60s and early 70s, I was becoming more and more interested in spiritual things, and I had accumulated a small library of books on the subject, various religious books and self-improvement books, and...Such and such.
于是就我到那以后看，我看到他们还是跟好莱坞的那些人一样华而不实。于是就像大部分六十年代末70年代初的人那样，我也开始了各种的追寻。我买去了 一些图书馆，买了各种，找到各种宗教法门的书籍，以及一些历史。
And I decided to leave the world. So I moved with my wife at the time, I was married, and my childhood friend, Clint, and we moved to this top of this mountain. And I was just doing a little, some kind of work to make a living, to make ends meet. At nighttime I was working, in the daytime I was reading these books and trying to become a yogi.
我收集到的书籍当中就包括一些灵性方面的书籍。当时我已经结婚了，我就和我的妻子还有一个
And I was going systematically through this small little library I'd, compiled.
那我们就搬到那个山顶住，我晚上工作，白天就扎进我买的这一批书里面练习冥想，努力想成为一个瑜伽师。
And I had gone to Europe with my friend Clint, and when we came back, and my wife wanted to go to Mexico with her friends, so I said sure.
我和我的朋友 Clinton 去了纽约，我的妻子说她要和她的朋友去墨西哥，我就让他们去了。
And while she was gone, my doorbell rang, and at the door, when I answered it, was my landlady named Hope.
我妻子离开那之后呢，有一天我听到有人按我们家的门铃，我打开门之后发现是我们的房东。
And Hope was a 70-year-old Christian mystic who had moved up to this very small town, 100 population of 100 persons.
当时那个房东的名字叫 Hope, 他是一个基督教的人，然后那个村子也人口并不多，只有100来人。
And she was holding a book and a magazine in her hand. She would go down off the mountain every month to get her provisions because you couldn't buy everything in that very remote place.
她每个月会下山一次去买一些日用品，山上是买不到这些日用品的。
And she, when she was down off the mountain in the little town at the base of the mountain,She was stopped by a devotee, which is very unusual because in 1972 there weren't that many devotees traveling. But she ran into some devotees in the parking lot and offered her a book and a magazine.
那边我的那个房东，他那次去小镇，他下了山去小镇里面买东西的时候，就遇到一个奉献者。那是在1972年，当时奉献者，尤其是旅行的奉献者并不多。他就在那个停车场遇到那个奉献者，奉献者给了他一本书，一本杂志。
So then she did something quite unusual. She had no interest whatsoever because she was a committed Christian and she was advanced. She was having visions of Jesus and she was quite elevated, actually.
其实那个女士，那个房东，她是非常虔诚的基督徒，很坚定，而且她应该是一般来说是不会对这样的事情，这样的事感兴趣的。
And then an unusual thing happened. She thought of me. I had only met her twice in my life. And she thought of me, and she said, well, maybe he would like this. I know he's into things. And she purchased the books for me.
其实到那时候他才不过见过我两面。他拿到这个书之后呢，他就想，或许他就想到了我，他以为我会对这种书感兴趣的，所以他们专门为我买了那本书。
And she handed me the books and she said, I think these are for you.
他拿到书之后给我的时候，他跟我说，我觉得这些书适合你。
So I said, thank you, Hope, very much. And that was it. So I put the book in the magazine at the end of the, because I'm a very systematic person, Yuri Marge knows. And I put it at the end of the, you know, I was going through the books systematically. And I didn't want to, so I just put it at the end of the shelf. And I went back to my yoga book.
我拿了这本书，我很高兴，我就说非常感谢你 Hope， 然后我就刚刚说了，我有一排的书放在我的书架上，给大家只是了解我的，我是一个很有条理的人，是很系统在读这些书，从第一本按顺序读的，所以我把这本书放到我的这一排书的末尾，然后又回去读我的那些跟瑜伽有关的书。
So, about a week later, my wife comes back from Mexico.
一个礼拜之后，我的妻子从墨西哥回来了。
And her friend Tracy had been traveling around the center of Mexico, not the beach towns or the border towns where most tourists go, but they went into a used bookstore looking for some.Points of interest, cultural interests.
一个礼拜之后，我的妻子和她的朋友 Tracy 回来了。他们当时去了墨西哥的市中心，去到一个年轻人图书馆，一个书店，想找一些有文化吸引力的书。
And in that used bookstore, there was one book in the English language.
在那个青年书店，他们找到了一本书，是英文书。
You can probably guess what it was. It was the Bhagavad Gita, as it is.
大家应该猜到了这本英文书是什么了，就是《薄伽梵歌原译》。
So she came home and gave me that book. I said, "Thank you very much, dear." And I put it on the shelf with the other one, and I didn't even look at it.
我妻子回来之后就把这本《薄伽梵歌原译》给到了我，我说、哎、谢谢你亲爱的，然后我翻都没翻，又把它放到我的书架的一排书的另一端。
So the next night I went to work and I put those two books in a bag still without looking at them closely and I went to work at night.
然后那第二天晚上我又去上班了，我把这里两本书放到后面，也是没有仔细看。
And towards the end of my shift, you know, it was not quite light, but you know, not dark at the same time, that mystical time of morning. And I decided to look at those books, so I took them out to look at them.
那天晚上我值班完后，天还没亮的时候，不知怎的我就决定把那两本书拿出来开始看了。
And this was the abridged version, the purple, little purple abridged version of the Gita. Didn't have all the purports.
我拿到的这本《薄伽梵歌原译》呢还是一本简缩版，并没有带着完整的要旨，只是部分的要旨。
But when I opened, when I looked at the books carefully, I noticed, the first thing I noticed was that they were from the same author.
那我打开这本书仔细去看的时候，第一个我注意到的事情就是这本书的作者和我读过的书的作者是同一位。
And as soon as I saw that, tears started coming out of my eyes.
注意到这点之后，我马上眼泪就夺眶而出了。
And my body shook.
我开始身体颤抖。
My hair stand on end.
毛发直竖。
And mind you, I had been praying very seriously for quite some time because I noticed that all those books I had accumulated, there was a thread running through them that tied them together, but none of them could put, could, you know, tie the knot, could, you know, make something clear.
我想提醒大家的是，其实在此之前有很长的一段时间我都在祈祷。那其实我在读之前的那些书的时候，我发现有一个共同的线索，但拿到这本书之后，我才发现，还我曾经读过的书没有一本书把所有的内容都能够如此，完美的、很好的凝聚在一起，结合在一起。
And I was literally, before I even looked at these books, I was transported to another world.
可以说，真的可以这么说，在没有，还没有真正的完全去读这些书之前，我感到我已经被带到另外一个世界了。
I had one Bhagavad Gita, one version of the Bhagavad Gita in that little shelf of books, but it was completely couldn't understand anything. It was just some kind of gibberish, you know?
其实在之前我的小书架一排书里面有一本是薄伽梵歌，是薄伽梵歌的一个版本，但是我基本上是什么都读不懂的。
So then I just started kind of flipping through it, you know how you do, looking at here, looking there, and very soon I came upon a purport, the ninth chapter. Is she muted?
Haribo, Shamalila. You there?
Yes.
Did you hear the last thing Mara said?
The ninth chapter?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to translate that. We did not hear anything on this side.
Sorry, Maharaj, could you please say it again?
I said when I was flipping through the book and just reading little parts here and there, and I came to the ninth chapter, second verse, and I read this from the last part of the purport.
我拿起薄伽梵歌原译之后，我就开始浏览，这里读一点，那里读一点。后来我翻到了薄伽梵歌第九章第二十节，我读到了要旨当中的一段话。
First of all, this purport was a long purport, and it answered every single question that I've been asking completely clearly and concretely. And then I came to the end of the purport, and Prabhupada said this.
薄伽梵歌第九章第二个世节，这个要旨特别长，这个要旨当中的内容回答了我一直以来在追问的很多问题，而且回答的特别的完整。那读到要旨最后一段的时候，我看到圣普拉帕德是这么写的。
He said, when one's heart is cleared of all nonsense,then one can understand what God is.
圣帕巴在他的要旨当中说，当一个人心中的邪说谬论都一扫而空时，他才能够明白何为神。
Thus, the process of devotional service of Krishna consciousness is the king of all education.And the king of all confidential knowledge.
所以奉爱服务的程序，或者说 Krishna 知觉的程序，是一切教育之王，是一切机密知识之王。它是至纯至粹的宗教。
It is the purest form of religion, and it can be executed joyfully without difficulty. Therefore, one should adopt it.
它是至纯至粹的宗教，做起来充满喜乐，毫无困难。因此，我们应当选择 Krishna 知觉的道路。
And I shut the book, and that was it. I was a devotee.
合上书我就成了奉献者。
So as soon as I got off work, I went up to the house, got Clint out, my friend out of bed, and I said, Clint, you're not going to believe what just happened. Now we've got to find out about this.
那我再次回去上班的时候，我找到我的那位朋友，我就跟他说，你不知道发生了什么，我们得好好的谈一谈了。
So I got out the magazine and started looking for addresses.
我拿起那份杂志就开始找上面的地址。
And we found an address in Los Angeles, and we were about 70 miles only from Los Angeles.
那个地址是在洛杉矶，而离我们住的地方也不过是70英里的路程。
But neither of us liked LA.For obvious reasons. So we decided, and we were Northern California boys, so we decided to go to the address that was in San Francisco.
那其实我和我的朋友我们俩都不喜欢洛杉矶，原因是显而易见的，我们毕竟是加利福尼亚的人，所以我们就找了另外一个地址，另外一个地址呢是在旧金山。
Shamalila, you're a wonderful translator.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your blessing.
Go ahead.
And so we found an ad, and then so we drove 400, at least 400 miles, maybe more, out of our way, and I realized I had lived just four doors up Stanyan Street from the corner where Frederick Street is, where the old temple used to be. And it was a storefront, but it was closed and there was no forwarding address. In other words, it was a dead end.
那我们开车开了400英里的路程后来到了那个庙堂所在的地方，其实是一个是一个店面，但已经关门了。离我们住的也就是四个街区，并不远，但是当时已经关门了。也就是说，我拿到的地址是一个旧的地址，老的地址。
I mean, was I disappointed or what?
那我除了失望还能怎么样呢
？Then I looked down the street towards the Haight.And there was a devotee passing out magazines on the street.
可是我在转头看到，马路的另一边却有一个奉献者在派发杂志。
So I went running up to him, and I was carrying that Gita as it is in my hand. I wanted answers.
我就手拿，手上拿着那本《薄伽梵歌原译》，就追过去。
And the first thing he said to me was, Oh, you must have come to hear Srila Prabhupada speak tonight.
然后他看到我之后，第一句话就说，你今天晚上一定要来，因为今天晚上Srila Prabhupada要讲课。
And I said, What do you mean? Because the word Prabhupada didn't appear in either of the books that I had gotten. It was old. This was an ISKCON You know, call your Macmillan's Gita and an ISKCON press from the East Coast, Ishopanishad. So I said, what do you mean?
When he 跟我说到Srila Prabhupada 今天晚上要讲课，我就问他什么意思，因为我拿到的两本书里面还没有提到Srila Prabhupada 的名字，因为当时的那个《薄伽梵歌原译》还有Ishopanishad 至尊奥义书是 ISKCON Press 出版的，东海岸出版的，上面也没提 Prabhupada。
So it turns out that Prabhupada had arrived on the same day.
正好那一天就是圣 Prabhupada 到达那个地方的那一天。
And as soon as I heard that, tears came flowing out of my eyes again.
我听到这句话之后呢，我马上眼泪又流下来了。
And they kind of, you know, poured me into the car, and we went to where the temple is.
他们就让我上了车，带我去了庙里。
And as soon as I walked into the temple, I just felt like I'd never not been there.
You felt you've never been there.
I felt like he had always been there. It was not nothing new. He felt like he had always been there.
Yeah, I had always like I'd always been there.
到了那个庙之后呢，我感到好像这是我一直都待的地方。
And in a very short time, I was put into a van with the other devotees, and we went to a program that Prabhupada was conducting at the Hall of Flowers in Golden Gate Park.
很快，奉献者就又带我上车，去到圣 Prabhupada 做节目的地方，那是金门公园。
And there was a stage, and there was a fairly good-sized room, but there weren't that many people there. And it turns out that Prabhupada's flight was, at the last minute, diverted through San Francisco for some reason. Mm. And so there wasn't any time to do much, you know, promotion for the program.
那个金门公园的那个节目的场地，场地挺大的。也有一个舞台，但是人并不多，因为那次圣 Prabhupada 到旧金山，只是顺路经过，也是临时的安排，所以他们没有充足的时间做宣传。
So I was sitting there with my friend, and then Prabhupada walked out onto the stage.
我和我的朋友就坐在那里，之后圣帕帕的就走上了讲台。
And literally, 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 he lit up the room. That's what I saw. The whole room became glowed.
整个屋子可以说真的是圣帕帕的照亮的整个屋子。我是亲眼见证了，亲眼看到了整个屋子都充满了光。
And I fell flat on the ground.
我就掰倒在了地上。
Tears flowed from my eyes, and that was it. I had met my spiritual master. When I went to Europe, I was looking for a spiritual master, and we were on our way. We were maybe going to go on foot or you know, across land to India to look for a guru. But we ran out of money and came back, and Prabhupada came to me. So,
见到圣 Prabhupada 我就我就拜倒在地上，眼泪流了出来。我见到了我的灵性导师，这是我一直在寻找的。我当时去纽约之后去印度，就是去找咕噜的。后来没钱了，我们又返回了。
And Prabhupada didn't stay very long. He was going on his way to Bombay. Matter of fact, the flight was Manila to Bombay.
当时，圣 Prabhupada 并没有在就是旧金山停留太久。他当时乘的航班是从马尼拉到孟买的。
And towards the end of the program, Prabhupada stood up, and he started to walk up the stage. Now, this part of the story, I didn't remember because I was so intoxicated by Prabhupada's association. This part was told to me very much later on by one of my godbrothers who was there.
那接下来我在这个节目快结束的时候，那接下来我分享的这一部分细节呢？我当时其实我自己都不记得了，因为当时因为圣 Prabhupada 的联谊，我自己当时就沉浸在其中，所以我都不记得到当时发生的事情的细节了。只是过了很久之后，我的一位神兄弟才告诉我的。
So Prabhupada decided to leave early. You know, he had on his mind, you know, the land in Bombay, and there was a fight over it, and he was on his way there to settle the thing.
当时因为圣 Prabhupada 要急着去孟买处理那边的地皮的事情，所以他打算提前离开。
And on his way, off, you know, there was a hallway, and there was a kitchen right next to the stage. And there was a wall between us and that hallway. So Prabhupada started going, and his servant yelled to Jayananda, who was cooking for the prasadam for the guests, Jayananda, Prabhupada's leaving early. So he said, he can't leave early, we have to offer him. So he made a plate. You know, and then he followed Prabhupada, followed Prabhupada, and out the door, and the door from the hallway opened up into a parking lot, and there was a door right next to that where we were, the room we were in, and it opened into the same parking lot. So there I was standing, and Prabhupada was starting to get into the car.
当时我们所在的地方和一个大厅隔着一个墙，那这个大厅旁边是圣帕帕的仆人是詹南的帕布在给客人们准备布沙达。圣帕帕决定提前离开，所以他就为圣帕帕的零食准备了一些布沙达，然后圣帕帕的就是向门外走去，而出来的时候正好是我们所在的那个地方，就是在那时候我就近距离的看到了圣帕布帕的，那圣帕布帕的正要往车里走。
So then Bhumna came from behind me running, not running but walking fast, and as Prabhupada got into the car he looked at me and I looked at him and everything changed.And I wanted to run and jump in the car with him, but I couldn't move.
后来，我的那个朋友他也迅速走上前来。那圣帕帕的在上车的上车前看了我也看了我的那个朋友一眼。那时候我们已经发生了转变。当时那一刻，我就想冲上那辆车和圣帕帕的一起走。可是不可以。
So then Prabhupada got into the car and Bhumna rushed up to the car and said, Srila Prabhupada, Jayananda asked me to give you this. And he put the plate right through the window underneath Prabhupada's nose. that's how we were in those days.
当时圣帕帕的进了车之后 Bhumna 就那个奉献者他就拿着加南的跑步准备好的那盘布沙达姆就递到圣帕帕的面前正好放到他的鼻正好在他的鼻子底下。当时我们就是这样的。
So Prabhupada said, Jayananda, and then he reached and he took from the plate. And then Bhumna took the plate out of the car, and then Prabhupada drove away.
圣帕帕说了 Jayananda， 然后他就从盘子里面取了一些 prasadam， 放到嘴里，然后他就把这个盘 prasadam 返回给了那个Bhumna那个奉献者，然后圣帕帕的就乘着车走了。
And there was Bhumna standing in the middle of the parking lot with a full plate of maha prasadam.
所以他就站在原地捧着一盘 Maha Prasadam 站在那个停车场里。
And Bhumna, I found out later on, was very famous for stealing the Maha.
后来我发现 Bhumna 这个奉献者他特别有名的一个习惯就是特别喜欢偷 Maha Prasadam。
And he told me this many years later. I didn't even remember this. I was so intoxicated.Anyway, by Prabhupada, and he came up to me, and he was looking for a place to go and, you know, devour this plate of Maha Prasadam. And there I was in front of him, and he looked at me, And he looked at the plate. He looked at me. He looked at the plate of prasadam and he said, oh, all right. And he gave me the whole plate of prasadam. Maha ma prasadam.
And 后来因为当时我还当时我只是因为完全被Shrimad的涟漪吸引了注意力完全在Prabhupada身上我的忘记那一件事情了之后来他才告诉我的当时我就站在Bumna面前他捧着那一满盘又看了看Prasadam然后把整盘的Prasadam都给了我
So I sat down in the middle of the parking lot and I took that whole plate of Maha Maha Prasadam.
我就坐在那个停车场坐了下来 把一整盘的 Maha Maha Prasadam 荣耀了。
That was my introduction to Krishna consciousness.
这就是我是如何被介绍到 Krishna 知觉当中来的整个故事。
And I went back down to Fraser Park, where we were living, and a new person, and I had gotten the unabridged version of the Gita. So I went there, and I started reading that book out loud to whoever came into the house. And very soon, it was within a few days, we moved back up to San Francisco and joined the movement. So I knew from the very moment that I touched these books that they were not ordinary.
其实在我刚刚触碰到这些书的时候，我就知道这些书是非同寻常的书。And
they were so wonderful that I just made up my mind that what I wanted to do was to give these books to others for the rest of my life.
最美妙的事情在于，我下了一个决心，在我的余生，我要全力以赴地把这些书籍给到其他人。
So we should have faith because these books have people's names on them when they go out. And how they get to the person, you won't know how that's going to happen.
我们需要有信心，这些书本来这些书是有主人的。 是注定是要到一些人的手里的，但是到底会留到谁的手里，我们不知道。So
as I read the book and I understood the philosophy that Krishna is in our hearts along with us, and that we weren't God, but we were servants of God, and that Krishna is directing the wanderings of all living beings, I had no problem with that. Because I had experienced it myself, the chance of that happening, what happened to me, was zero. There was no possibility for that all to be coincidence. Not possible.
我们得有信心，这些书注定是要到一些人的手里的。我读了这本书之后呢，了解了其中的哲学，明白到 Krishna 是神，我们不是神，我们是神的仆人。 而Krishna又在每一个人的内心，他指导着所有生物体的活动。那我再回想这些书来到我身边的这个可能性，按照惯常的事情的规律，这些书来到我生命当中的可能性应该是零才对。可是，一切又都绝对不是偶然的。
So we should know for a fact that Lord Chaitanya, his prediction that the movement would spread to every town and village is a fact because he said it and what he says happens. How it happens, we may not be able to see, but it is definitely happening and will happen.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他预言了说，这个运动一定会传遍每一个城镇，每一个乡村，所以我们对此要有信心，这是一个事实。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他说了，所以这必定会发生。我们可能看不到到底是会如何发生，但它是一定是在发生着的，而且必将发生。
If I may, so you were distributing Prabhupada's books almost from the beginning. You want to speak a bit about that?
Well, when I first came, you know, I was a householder, my wife was pregnant, and so when I went up there, I had to figure out a way to make some money, you know. So Jayananda said, well, what I did was I drove a taxi. So I started driving a taxi.
那据我所知，您是从一开始加入就投入到了派书服务当中，能不能给我们讲一讲关于您派书的经历？马哈拉就说，因为我刚加入的时候我就是居士，我的妻子也怀孕了，所以呢到那个地方之后我就得想一个谋生之计。那么加亚南达普拉布告诉我说，他的谋生之计，他的收入的来源是开车，所以我也就开启了车。
So I would put Bhagavad Gita on the seat. And then when the customer got in, he would have to pick it up, otherwise he'd sit on it. And he would say, does it belong to you, or who does it belong to? And then I said, oh, anyway. And then we got in the car and we started. And I would preach to them on the way to the airport or wherever we were going. And then he would take the book and give me a tip, and I would use the tip to pay for the book.
那我当时我就开始做出租车司机，开始做司机这一行了。那我出去开车的时候，我会把薄伽梵歌放到座位上，放到座位上。那每当有人搭车，每当游客会要搭车，他坐之前他得把书拿起来吧，不然他得坐在书上了，所以他会把书拿起来，会问啊，这本书是你的吗？我说啊，不管怎么样，你先上车，先坐上来。那么坐上来之后，我就一路给他传教。如果不管是他去哪儿，比如说去机场，那么去机场的一路上，我都在跟他讲书里的内容，给他传教。到了之后呢，他会给我一些小费，我会把书赠送给他。
So very soon I realized, hey, I can do this, you know. And then, I can't remember exactly how it happened, but I asked Srila Prabhupada if I could, you know, maintain my griha by distributing books, and he said, yes, you can take 25% off the top.
就这么开车派开通过开车得到一些收入，同时派书这样我尝试了以后，觉得很快就发现这个我还是能做的。于是我就问 Prabhupada， 我是不是能够通过派书来维系我的居士生活？什么话不得说，是的。那派书赚得的收入，你可以留25%。
And so very soon I was out full time distributing books, and I had so many experiences, but mainly, when a person would take the book and give a contribution, donation for it, the feelings that we got in our hearts was so wonderful. I'd never experienced anything like it in my life. And later Srila Prabhupada explained that that was the embrace of Lord Chaitanya.
很快我就成为了全职派书者。那我有很多派书的经历，也有很多派书的体验。最主要的体验，最主要的感受就是，每当派一本书出去，然后对方给一些布施的时候，我内心会感到无比的喜悦，那是非常非常美妙的体验。我感到从来没有一件事情，没有什么事情能够跟这种愉悦的体验 相比，后来才听圣帕巴的解释说，那样的感觉是，就 Chaitanya 拥抱你的感觉。
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so for many years now you have been advocating and exemplifying, pushing the daily reading of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Hmm.
这么多年你也一直在以身作则的在带领着大家奉劝你们去朗读阅读圣帕巴德的书籍。也在大力的宣传读书这件事情。
I mean, I know because we've known each other for a long time, and from the beginning, you always had a great attachment to reading Prabhupada's books. And but there's something I think that kind of triggered this like passion to encourage others to do this.So you want to speak a little bit about how the whole thing came about? I mean, where you felt you needed to, like, do this yourself on a daily basis and enthuse others to do it?
Well,
translation.
因为我们俩认识这么多年了，我是知道的，你从一开始就非常依附阅读圣帕巴达的书籍。那么后来，就像这些年你一直在做的，也在鼓励更多的人每天研习阅读甚至朗读圣帕巴德的书籍。那到底是什么引发了您这样的一个做法？是什么激励您每天去阅读，并且也让更多的人有这个热情每天阅读的呢？
Well, Srila Prabhupada came backAfter he left, he was only there for 2 days. He was only there for 2 days. So I didn't really get to speak very much at that time because he was in rush to go. But 2 years later, he came to Rath Yatra in San Francisco. So he wasn't there for 2 years, and then he wasn't there for another before, and then 2 years after. So he was there for 2 days or 3 days in 4 years, and I arrived in the same day. What more did I have to do?What more would could have happened to convince me about these books? You know, it was too obvious.
我那次见圣帕巴达，圣帕巴达因为急着走去另外一个地方，所以他在那个地方只待了两天。那么之后连续两三年，我都没有见到他。第一次见面讲话的机会也并不多，这两三年之内也没有见到过 Prabhupada， 那是什么让我充满信心的呢？那一定是他的书了。
So by the time Prabhupada had gotten there or returned on Rath Yatra 1974, that's that famous Rath Yatra where you see Prabhupada with his hands in the air with that red garland, full red garland.He was in ecstasy throwing flowers to the audience, and there were 10,000 people with their hands. As soon as Prabhupada put his hands up in the air, everyone put their hands in the air. It was mystical. Later on, we had a darshan in Prabhupada's room, which was, by the way, the house we were living in. We moved out, painted the whole house top to bottom, and Prabhupada stayed there.
1974年的时候在旧金山的弹车节，那是特别有名的一次弹车节。大家之后可能也有看到过录像，圣帕巴达带着四个红色的花环在向大众，当时有10,000多人，给圣帕巴就在那里给现场的人抛玫瑰花。每当圣帕巴他高举双手的时候，现场所有的人也高举双手，整个场面简直像奇迹一般。那次我们后来也去圣帕巴的房间，得到他亲自单独的darshan，亲自和他见面。顺便说一下，他当时住的那个房间是我们之前住的房间，专门腾出来给 Prabhupada 住的。
So in this darshan were all the book distributors.
当时 darshan Prabhupada Prabhupada 是在见所有派出的奉献者。
And I was sitting right next to Vaisheshika Prabhu, my best friend.
我就坐在 Vaisheshika Prabhu 的旁边，他是我最好的朋友。
And we expected Prabhupada to talk about book distribution.
我们期待着圣 Prabhupada 能谈一谈跟派出有关的事情。
So the first words out of Prabhupada's mouth were, well, so are you reading my books?
可是圣 Prabhupada 的口中，我们听到他口中说的第一句话就是，所以你们在读我的书吗？
And we could understand. I looked at Vaisheshika Prabhu and he looked at me and we smiled because we were reading Prabhupada's books, like a lot. But the reason that was 1974, he said the same thing in Europe, he said the same thing in the East Coast, he said the same came...There, so he was understanding that devotees weren't reading Srila Prabhupada's books very much.
我和 Vaisheshika Prabhu 我们俩相视一笑，因为我们俩正好都在读 Prabhupada 的书，而且是在大量的在阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍。那是在1974年的时候，圣 Prabhupada 在欧洲的时候提过这件事，在东海岸的时候提过，这次到了旧金山，他又是。提起了问起了这个事情，问我们有没有在读书，因为当时有很多奉献者是没读书的。
So from that day on, I was already reading Prabhupada's books a lot, but from that day on, I was completely inspired to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
在那天之前，我已经在读帕布帕德的书了，而且读的很多。但从那天之后，我就更加的坚定不移，要特别认真的，特别热情的，带着信心去读帕布帕德的书。
And Maharaj mentioned that many years later, this was 1998, you know, 1978, that's a long time.So, since 1988, I started editing books, you know, and my direct reading of Prabhupada's books at that time for many years became less because, not that I wasn't absorbed in the books, because I would have to check, you know, his books for references and to make sure it was put properly and so many things, but the actual directReading of Prabhupada's books, I didn't do for some time.
自从1998年之后，我就开始编辑一些书籍了。直接阅读圣帕巴德的书籍就没那么多了，但也并不是说我就不再专注的读了，只是相对有那么一段时间，直接读帕巴德的书籍就少了些。因为我的重点放在了去检查他的参考。
I mean, I spent 17 years editing books. 17 books in 17 years.
17年间我编辑了17本书。
And I remember a moment, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I just started to read Prabhupada's books like I was reading before direct, and I got such a...thrill that I understood, you know, how important it was. And not only to read them, study them and read them, but to hear them.
那之后有一次我就开始重新读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍了。那一次读的时候，我的感受是好像我从来都没有读过一样。那次的阅读我也感到了特别的一种惊喜。一种喜悦，那时候我又更深的意识到圣帕布帕德的书籍，阅读圣帕布帕德书籍是多么的重要，不光研习阅读，还有聆听。
And then many years later, I started reading out loud. Vaisheshika Prabhu and I were together in his place in Burlingame, and we were sitting there trying to figure out how we can get.Devotees to read Prabhupada's books, and I don't remember which one of us said which, but one of us said, "Be a sage," and the other one said, page by page, and we said, that's it. You know, we started figuring out how many pages you would have to read in order to read the books in a certain amount of time. and that kind of built the momentum.
那后来我和外师释迦牟尼我们就到了到他所在的那个地方，我们就谈起来了怎么样让更多的奉献者认真的读圣帕巴德的书籍。不知道我们谁先说的，也不知道谁说的哪一句，总之只记得我们其中一个人说 be a sage， 另外一个人就紧接着跟着说 page by page， 那连起来大体的意思就是说一页一页读，读成圣人，一页一页读，终成圣人。
Nice translation.
我们当时就想着怎么样设计一种方法，一本书你打算多久读完？那么平均
算。So after that I started reading out loud to myself.
自从那一次讨论之后，我就开始一个人出声读了。
And it was pure nectar. It was pure nectar. And as I was reading, I started to read all of these wonderful quotes from Prabhupada about how important reading was, how important hearing was. The word shruti means to hear. Krishna said to Arjuna, now hear from me. How important, this is so important, now hear from me. Tat Trinu.
I 就开始出声朗读圣帕巴德的书籍了，真的简直是纯粹的甘露。我也与此同时，我也读到圣帕布帕的谈过的有关阅读的重要性，还有聆听的重要性。因为 shuti 意思就是去聆听。Krishna 也跟 Arjuna 说，请听我说。
So then I would start reading out loud, and whoever I was with as I was traveling, because at that time I was traveling a lot. And then one day I was in over here, not far from where I'm living now, near Folkestone. And no, I'm sorry, it was before, I was in Wales. Yeah. And no, it wasn't Folkestone. And then one of the devotees said, you should start to broadcast this. You should start. So wonderful. And then I wasn't comfortable with doing that, getting myself out there. I was, I guess, too shy or whatever. But I tried one day and I liked it a lot. Everyone just loved it. And immediately it took off. And within, you know, just a few days, there were a few hundred devotees listening in. And now there's 2,600, more than 2,600. Followers of this daily readings of Srila Prabhupada's books. And we've been doing it every day since then. I made a vow. Except when I was, you know, I had recovered from this surgery and one other time I was sick. Other than that, I've read every single day since that day.
那之后的每天，我都一直在坚持出声朗读圣帕巴德的书籍。当时呢，那段时间我还是在频繁的旅行的。那每到一个地方，不管跟谁在一起，我都会鼓励他们一起参与进来，我们一起出声朗读圣帕巴德的书籍。我记得是在威尔士还是某一个地方的时候，就有一个奉献者建议我说，你为什么不直播直播线上来朗读呢？其实我还是刚开始还有点不愿意，因为害羞还是怎样的，不愿意让自己这样亮相。不过后来我还是尝试了，就这样开始了，一开始就很成功，几天之内就有几百位奉献者加入进来。后来甚至每天同时加入我们阅读的有2600多名奉献者，我就发下了这个誓言，每天出声朗读圣帕巴德的书籍，一直没断过，除了一两次手术之后或者得了病还没恢复，其他的时候每天都在读。
So here we are, and you'll read in Prabhupada's books that hearing and explaining is more important than reading. Because by hearing and explaining, you realize what you read. And when you realize what you read, then when you look out at the world through that knowledge, everything changes.
所以我们不光要阅读圣哈巴德的书籍，还要去聆听，还要去讲述。当我们去聆听和讲述的时候，我们就会获得觉悟。觉悟，当我们阅读的内容，当我们带着这种觉悟了的知识去看世界的时候，整个世界就不一样了。So,
then, of course, you're doing it online, but I guess at the same time, you would advise devotees to make a plan. I mean, that they should read X number of pages a day or something so that...
I got over that. I started doing 41 pages a day because when Vaisheshikrupa and I figured it out that you could read the Bhagavatam, you know, if you read 41 pages a day, you could read the Bhagavatam in 1 year.
Right.
So since we started doing this, I've read the Bhagavatam like 3 times, I think. So now, on YouTube, there's a channel named Daily Readings of Srila Prabhupada's Books, and there are archived the whole Bhagavatam, cover to cover, 18 volumes, with the purports, everything, and the Bhagavad Gita, cover to cover, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, cover to cover. So you can hear the whole Bhagavatam, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole Gita, just by listening to these audio files. And there's a little reflections at the end of the reading. We read for 45 minutes, sometimes an hour, but mainly 45 minutes. Then we have 15 or 20 minutes of reflections and questions and answers. And that's the format. And we find it's very, very useful.
自从我和买师释婆婆讨论之后，我们计算出了每天应该阅读的页数，也就是完圣点播加瓦坛的话，一天要读多少页。计算出来的页数，如果是一年想读完，每天要读41页。自从那之后，我就每天读41页。到现在为止，我们已经读了圣点播加瓦坛，总共是18卷，读了3次了。现在如果你登录 YouTube 的一个 频道，搜索每天阅读圣哈巴德的书籍每日朗读这个资料库的话，会看到完整的圣典波加瓦坛波加梵歌以及永恒的朱查坦尼亚经的带师节带要旨的完整的朗读版。我们的阅读模式是这样的：我们每读45分钟。 左右的时候，会停下来15分钟的20分钟时间进行问答以及反思讨论，我们觉得这个特别的有效。So
as I am sitting with a GBC man on the screen with me, I was going to propose something to him. Don't mind, I'm making it public like this spontaneously. If we could make a rule that in all of ISKCON temples, that the speaker has to read for 20 minutes, 25 minutes before they speak.
Wow.
What would that do? It would do a lot. Because my realization is that there's a flow of spiritual bliss and knowledge that flows from Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes, yeah, just do that much so far.
那现在，在屏幕上和我对话的是一位 GBC. 如果您不介意的话，我想，我临时有一个建议。我建议呢，在全球 ISKCON 的每一个地方，每当有人讲课的时候，在讲课之前，先来朗读25分钟的圣帕帕德的书籍。 想想看，会怎样？会有怎样的效果？一定会有很大的不同，很大的效果的，因为必定会感受到，在场所有的人必定会感受到，流自从圣帕巴德的书籍当中流出来的 灵性的喜悦，灵性的知识。
I think it's a great
idea. I think that would have a profound effect on our movement, actually.
I think it's a great idea.
Maybe together we can do it. I can write a proposal and I can go it through you and maybe somebody, Renjan Maharaj or somebody, and maybe we can.
Sure. I think it's a great idea.
Make a proposal.
Because
listening to Srila Prabhupada, audio files, his own classes and morning walks and room conversations, and I do that every day also. And I do it chronologically, and I literally live with Prabhupada.
所以我想就这么简单的一个建议，如果能够执行起来的话，一定会对我们的运动产生深刻的影响的。我想马热就说这是一个特别好的建议，我会把这个建议写下来，会征求不同的 GBC 的同意，希望能够通过。那每天我也会按照是圣 Prabhupada 的资料的时间顺序，会听圣 Prabhupada 的讲课，他的清晨散步的录音，还有室内谈话的录音等等。可以说我真的是每天和圣 Prabhupada 的生活在一起的。
I was present when Srila Prabhupada left this world for the last month before he left. And I heard Prabhupada say right from his mouth into my ear, these more or less, I'm paraphrasing, not the exact sentence, but it's the gist of it. He said, so just go on discussing Srimad Bhagavatam among yourselves and everything will remain clear.
圣 Prabhupada 的离开躯体前一个月前，我是在他身边的，我亲眼亲自听到圣 Prabhupada 说，到亲耳听到圣 Prabhupada 说的一句话，那当然不一定是原话，但主要的意思就是说，所以现在你们继续讨论圣典波迦瓦坛，继续讨论下去，那么一切都会变得非常清晰。
So hearing is so important. It's so important. And our consciousness is transformed, influenced, and transformed by what we hear. So if we make it a point of hearing Srila Prabhupada's book, and if you have trouble reading, like falling asleep or not being able to stay focused, if you start to read to yourself out loud, Prabhupada's books, even though it may take longer, but you'll find that when the truth comes out of your own mouth into your own ear, it has a miraculous effect.
所以要重视聆听，聆听非常的重要，对我们的知觉的转变非常的重要。如果说你读书会有困难的话，读书会打瞌睡或者精力不集中，那你就出声读出来，你亲自的让这个真理从你的口中流出来，再流进你自己的耳朵，你会发现这真的会发生奇迹般的会产生奇迹般的效果。
You know, I usually ask a question, you know, what's been the prime motivation, you know, for you to remain enthusiastic in devotional service all these years, but I don't think there's any use to ask that question. I already know the answer.
那通常我在采访的时候，在结束的快结束的时候，我会问奉献者，那是什么动力让您这么多年保持这样的热情的，我想都不需要问这个问题了，答案是显而易见的。
I guess you would say Prabhupada's books.
我想您肯定会说，我的主要动力是了 Prabhupada 的书籍。
Yes, it's the secret.
对，这就是秘诀。
By hearing the books, you associate directly with Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. I put everything. I didn't hold anything back. Everything that I have to say is in my books.
这就是秘诀所在，通过聆听圣 Prabhupada 的书籍， 阅读聆听圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，我们就是在直接的和圣 Prabhupada 的联谊。 Prabhupada 已经说了，你们如果想了解我就去读我的书，我没有任何的保留，一切都写在我的书里面了。
One time Vaisheshika Prabhu was taking a walk with Radhanath Maharaj in Mira Woods in California, and Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's a master asker. So he asked Radhanath Maharaj, what is the secret of your success?
有一次Vaisheshika Prabhu 和 Radhanath Maharaj 他们在加利福尼亚州的一个地方一起在散步。 Radhanath Maharaj 他是可谓是提问的大师，很会提问。他就问 Vaisheshika Prabhu 说，你成功的秘诀是什么？
And Maharaj answered, stay blissful at all costs.
Maharaj 的回答是，不惜一切代价保持喜乐。
So I've realized that if you want to stay blissful at all costs, and there's a big cost to staying in this material world, there's a big cost for trying to spread Krishna consciousness in this chaos and confusion that the world is in generally, and especially now over the last year, it's chaos. The way to stay blissful is to hear Srila Prabhupada's books.
那我觉悟到了，在物质世界要活下去，要在物质世界待下去是需要付出很大代价的，要在这个世界传播 Krishna 之觉也要付出代价的，尤其是在现阶段这样灾难频发的时代，尤其是过去一年以来。那么在这样的情况下，我想要想不惜一切代价保持喜乐，那么这个代价就是去阅读圣帕巴德的书籍。
And Prabhupada gave hints of this all along while he was with us.
其实圣 Prabhupada 在他在世的时候和我们还在一起的时候，他已经给了我们提示，给了我们暗示了。
One time he said, if you're ever in anxiety, if you're ever having difficulties, sit down where you are, open up any one of my books and start reading, and very soon you'll be out of your anxiety.
圣 Prabhupada 曾经告诉我们说，无论任何时候如果你感到焦虑，任何时候如果你陷入困难，不管你在哪儿，你就在原地任意拿起我的一本书，任意翻一页开始阅读，你会立刻的走出你的焦虑和困难。
So thinking all these things, I decided to record Srila Prabhupada's books nicely. Matter of fact, I will play a sample for youOkay, I'll play you a sample.
Let her translate to say what's going to happen.
那想到被想到圣 Prabhupada 曾经说到说过的这些话，我就下定决心，我要好好的高质量的把圣 Prabhupada 的书籍录成音频文件。那接下来我给大家听一个样本。
So I'm going to play a sample.
我给大家听一个样品。
It's not perfected yet, but it's
不完美。
It's pretty clear.
但是特别清晰。
Okay, you ready?
We're ready.
This is from the Anchalila, the very beginning of the Anchalila.
这是永恒的。
I'm turning up the volume a little bit.
永恒的朱彩天念经的末篇逍遥 Anchalila 前面的章节
Anchalila Chapter 1 Srila Rupa Goswami's Second Meeting with the Lord. A summary of the first chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan,All his devotees from other parts of India, upon receiving the auspicious news, came to Purushottam Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri. Shivananda Sen took a dog with him, and even paid fees for it to cross the river. One night, however, the dog could not get any food, and therefore went directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. The next day, when Shivananda and his party reached Jagannath Puri, Shivananda saw the dog eating some coconut pulp offered to it by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this incident, the dog was liberated and went back home, back to Godhead. Meanwhile, Srila Rupa Goswami reached Bengal after returning from Vrindavan. Although he could not follow the Bengali devotees, after some time, he also came to Jagannath Puri, where he stayed with Haridas Thakur. Srila Rupa Goswami composed an important verse beginning with the words, Priyak Soyam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished it very much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and others went to the place of Haridas Thakur and heard some of the verses Rupa Goswami had composed for his books, Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. After examining the manuscripts of these books, Ramananda Roy approved and appreciated them very much. After the period of Chaturmasya, all the devotees who had come from Bengal returned to their homes. Srila Rupa Goswami, however, remained at Jagannath Puri for some time. Text 1. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man recite Vedic literature.
That's a sample.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
刚刚给大家听的是我录制的一个样品。
Just so you know, we're also embarking on doing Chinese audiobooks as well. It's one of the things
wonderful
for our BBT, so yeah.
想告诉您的是我们在中国 BBT 也在 筹划组织录制 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的中文音频版。
So
very nice, Mark. Very nice.
Read the books aloud and also distribute the books to others so they have the opportunity to do so.
Yes.
所以我们在鼓励的是初声朗读圣帕巴的书籍并且大力的派发圣帕巴的书籍 让更多人能够有机会读到Prabhupada的书籍。
Wonderful.
非常精彩。
Hare Krishna.
Well, we want to thank you so much for taking the time today and giving us a wonderful interview so full of nectar about Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's books.
The pleasure is all mine.
特别感谢Keshav Bharti Maharaj 今天能够花出时间来接受我们的采访，跟我们分享了大量的甘露，有关圣 Prabhupada 以及圣 Prabhupada书籍的甘露，特别感谢。And
one last request, we ask you to please pray for us and bless us with your mercy that we're able to continue to forge. To go forward in the development of our China mission.
最后，我们有一个请求，请求您，为我们祈祷，也祝福我们，给我们仁慈，让我们借着您的仁慈，能够继续不断的推动中国使命。Well,
Maharaj, since you're there, I automatically feel close to the China mission.
Hare Krishna.
And you know, by Krishna's grace, Govardhan, that wonderful little jewel of an ashram there, has become also very much connected with many of the Chinese devotees. They come regularly. And I see Krishna Maharaj is there just waiting for the lockdown to be over so he can come around and spread the mercy of hearing and chanting. Mm-hmm. So yes, we feel very close and Hare Krishna. Thank you for having me in this interview. It was very, very nicely done, and you brought out the best in me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada's transcendental literatures, They are the path back to Godhead, path to love of God, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 所有的荣耀归于Śrīla Prabhupāda的书籍，Śrīla Prabhupāda的书籍是通往回归受身之路、回归家园的超然的大路。
So thank you, dear devotees, for listening this morning.
非常感谢，亲爱的奉献者们，感谢你们的聆听。
And please listen to this interview very carefully, and there's so many gems that you can mine and you can apply in your own practice of Krishna consciousness.
请大家继续反复地去聆听今天早上的讲课，其中有太多的甘露和珍宝，很多都是可以，我们可以在自己的Krishna知觉的休息过程当中运用起来的。